We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davin Bamanachim Chaim Yaakov Pinchas Shaliyahu. We're in Sota Perikei Mishnah Dalit. Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva. On that very day, the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi, Rabbi Akiva taught the following. Oz Yoshir Moshe Vene Yisrael Hashir Hazos LaHashem VaYomru Lemor. Quoting the pasuk at the beginning of the Shira, Shein Tamal Amar Lemor. What does Lemor mean? Lemor usually means Lemor LaAcherim. Hashem tells Moshe. Let's say the classic pasuk VaDabar Hashem El Moshe Lemor. It means I want you Lemor saying I want you to tell this to the Jewish people. I'm going to give you a command and you share it with them. But what does Lemor mean when it comes to the Shira? If everyone was singing the Shira together, what does Lemor mean? So Shein Tamal Lemor. Uma Tamal Amar Lemor. Why does it say Lemor? Melame. Says Rabbi Akiva, Shayu Yisrael Onin Acharav Shel Moshe Al Kol Davar Davar Ki Koren Esahalel. The Kach Neamar Lemor, to teach you that there was a response. Moshe would begin the Shira, and people would respond like someone reading the Hallel. Now, what does it mean, someone reading the Hallel? So the Brisa says, we're speaking about where a Gadol reads the Hallel and is discharging other people's obligation to the Hallel. We, nowadays, everyone says all the words of Hallel. But the halacha is that one person, if he's over bar mitzvah, can lead the Hallel and discharge other people's obligation. How is that done? So the person would start Hallel, say Hallelujah, and people would respond Hallelujah. Then he would say Hallelujah Avdei Hashem, and everyone would respond Hallelujah. He would say the next phrase Hallelujah Hashem Hashem, and we would respond Hallelujah till the end of that paragraph. You begin the second paragraph. He would begin with the B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. We would respond B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, and then he would say Beis Yaakov B'yam Loeis, and then we would respond Hallelujah. Each and every phrase till the end of that paragraph. And others learn, that's where the Rambam learns, Tosfos learns a little bit differently. No, we would say the Rosh HaPrakim, the first phrase throughout the entire paragraph. So the same way we said Hallelujah throughout the first paragraph in response to each and every phrase of the Chazan. So in the second paragraph, we say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim after each and every phrase, as opposed to saying Hallelujah after each and every phrase. Either way, that is the way a Gadol is Makrei HaSahalel, and we respond. So says Rabbi Akiva, the same thing was true when it came to the Shira. And that's why it says Lemor. We didn't say the entire Shira. Moshe began with our Shira Lashem, and we responded our Shira Lashem. Then Moshe said Ki Go Ga'a, and we responded our Shira Lashem. And that's what we said throughout the entire Shira. Then others claim, no, maybe there are also Rosh HaPrakim there, that the beginning of Psukim, let's say, we would respond, but we clearly didn't say the entire Shira. Moshe said it, and that's what it means. Omru Lemor. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Kekorin Eshma. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, it's the way Shema was read, or Shema in public, and this is where there would be a chazan who would begin, who would begin the Shema. But people would respond, which means Shema, you don't have one person discharge the other people's obligation. We'd respond to the beginning of the Shema, but then we would say all the words ourselves. And that's what Rabbi Yechemia says. That's what happened with the Shira. The Moshe began our Shira Lashem, but then we began to sing along with him, and it was not said in any responsive kind of way. We all sang it together. We were all divinely inspired somehow. We knew all of the words, and we said it together. So Moshe would start like a person, the Chazan would start Shema, but then everyone, of course, said Shema along and says every word themselves. So we would say it b'yachad, and it wasn't where we just responded with the phrase of Shira Lashem. And that's where Nechemya says, Kikaron Eshma, Velo Kikaron Eshahalel, not like the reading of the Hallel, like we described in the Reisha, like Rabbi Akiva. And the Brisa, in fact, brings another opinion that there's also the reading of the Hallel. Let's say it's led by a Katan. So led by a Katan, Katan can't be motzi other people. He can't discharge other people's obligation in the Hallel. So how would people read the Hallel if a Katan was leading? Let's say a person didn't know how to read Hallel. So the Katan would say a phrase, and we would respond with that phrase. And another phrase, we'd say the same. We'd respond to that phrase. Aliyah Avdei Hashem. We would say that phrase. And then every phrase that follows, we'd have to repeat. So we'd have to say all the words ourselves because the Katan can't be motzi us. Says the Brisa in a third opinion, that's what happened by the Shira, that Moshe said a phrase and we repeated. He said another phrase, we repeated that phrase very much responsively. But Rabbi Nechemya is coming to tell you that we don't hold like that either. It's kikorin shma, velo kikorin sahal. It's like shma's read. How does shma read? Shma, everybody, like a gadol reading shma. Everybody leads, and then everybody reads the shma all together. The same thing is true when it came to the shira. Parakei Mishnah, hey. Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. Yeshua ben Hyrcanus expounded upon something on that very day as well. Lo avad Iyov esakadosh baruch hu ela me'ahava. Iyov only served Hashem through Ava. It wasn't just Yira, it was the highest level of service, which is Ava. How do I know that? Shenemar hein yiktileni lo ayachil. Where he said, even if he kills me, yiktileni lo ayachil, I will put my trust in Hashem, in him. So it shows that that Iyov obviously loved Hashem. He would put his trust in him, and even though he was suffering, hopefully he'll have the reward in Olam Haba. And therefore, he must have served him out of Ahava. Says the Mishnah, "Adayin hadavar shokol," but the matter still can be literally can be weighed. It's not 100% clear. Why? Because lo ani mitzapeh o eini mitzapeh. Meaning, when you read that pasuk, so happens to be that the word is written as lo with an aleph. So hein yiktileni, even if he kills me, or if he kills me, lo with an aleph ayachel, I will not trust in him. Meaning, if he, I survive and if things are okay, I'll trust in him. But hein yiktileni, if he kills me, then lo with an aleph ayachel, then I will not. I will not trust in him. So that's the way it's written. The only thing is, we understand as a decreeing siv that it may be written with a vav, but it should be understood. Oh, maybe written with an aleph, but it should be understood as a vav. So, and which was the way we understood it the first way. Hey, Nikolani, even if he kills me, lo with a vav to him, to Hashem Ayachel, I will hope. Very similar to have this in Mizmor Lasoda, which is a perek kuf of Tehillim, where we say Hu asanu velo anachnu. So is a velo is with a vav or with an aleph? Is it he made us velo anachnu and we didn't make ourselves? We have to realize that Hashem is the one who created all of us. Hu asanu or velo anachnu? To him we are, towards we are to him. So here as well, the Mishnah is not sure what it means. And if it's true that Iyov is really saying this lo with an aleph, the way it's written, if he kills me lo yachav, I will not trust in him. Then obviously he did not serve in me'ava. So therefore, the Mishnah continues and says, Tam Lamar. So therefore, the Pasuk says, now that first Pasuk was in Iyov Perek Yud Gimel. This is in Iyov Perek of Zayin, where he says, Ad Egva lo asir tu masi mimeni, which means that he says, till I die, I will not remove my faith or my perfect faith, because tumasi means perfect. So obviously it must be melamed shemeava asa. So that's a pasuk that confirms it was meava. Amar Yeshua miyigale afar meinecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So here's the same kind of thing we had in the past. Who will take the dust off your eyes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who is everyone's rebbe here, who had already passed away? Shall you say doresh kol yamecha shelo avad iyov esamakam meyira? You, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you expounded your whole life that Iyov only served Hashem Meira. Shenema, as the pasuk says, and that's at the beginning. It says in a Perek Aleph, Ish tam v'yashar yirei Elokim v'sar meira. So yes, no doubt he was a wholesome, upright person. But yirei Elokim, sar meira, removed from evil. But nonetheless, it doesn't say Ava, it says yirei Elokim. So says Rabbi Yeshua, you know, if Hashem could only bring you back to life or take the dust off your eyes, so you could say you taught it was only Yira, but your Talmud, Vahalo, Yeshua Talmidcha, who is your student, Limeit Shemeava, taught that indeed it was that he served him from out of love. Now, how do we reconcile that? It is true that the pasuk says, Yirei Elokim. So how then can we learn Henik Tileni Lo Ayachel, assuming Lo is with a vav? Or Adegva Lo Asir Mitumasi Mimeni? Sounds like he was very wholesome and of perfect faith. So the answer is we have a pasuk when it comes to Avram as well. Atoyadat Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. We mention Avram was also a Yirei Elokim. Yet we also say the pasuk in Shayo says that Avraham is Ohavi. Shayo Mem Aleph Zer Avraham Ohavi. So even though it says there, Yirei Elokim Ata, we understand that Yiras Elokim was actually Me'ava. The same thing when it comes to Iyov. It says Yirei Elokim, but that's Yirei Elokim out of love.